Tempers flared on Tuesday night at the regular meeting of the Paonia Town Council. Former trustee Suzanne Watson was escorted out of Town Hall by Paonia police officers after Mayor Charles Stewart ordered her to leave the meeting. During public comment, Watson approached the podium to speak to the board. She wanted to point out that, in her opinion, the board has a double standard when it comes to voting on items that are not specifically listed on the agenda. This came shortly after the board voted unanimously to award a bid of over $300,000 to a contractor to work on repairing the town's 1 million gallon water tank. Here's the exchange between Stewart and Watson once she reached the podium to speak.
I'd like to
Ms. Watson, come to the podium.
Okay. I'm a little bit disappointed by just what I perceive to be a
problem. Ms. Watson, right now we're dealing with the extension.
Exactly, that's what I'm talking about. You just made a comment, and I find it a bit of a double standard, because you voted on something that was not on an agenda, and not...
Ms. Watson, you're gone.
No. I'd like to put it on a double standard.
Could you remove Ms. Watson from the meeting hall, please?
Afterwards, Watson spoke with KVNF News and offered her perspective on what happened.
They voted over $300,000 of taxpayer money. They voted to spend on the water treatment plant without noticing the public. And I stood up and I asked to be recognized. And he told me to sit down. And I stood there with my hand raised. And he finally let me approach the podium. And I pointed out the contradiction here, the double standard that I was seeing, that for some reason you don't have to notice certain items, but you want to notice other items. So I started commenting that I saw there was a double standard here. And at that point, Charles told me I was off topic because I was only supposed to be talking about the extension of the comment period. But at that point, he asked the police to escort me out of the room. And I went back down to my seat and I sat down. And I was kind of shocked by the whole thing. I felt singled out. I felt there's kind of a historical animosity there. I don't think it's appropriate for him to take any experiences from the past as me as a board member and roll it into a general statement about my conduct. I did leave the chamber and eventually. That's about what I remember, Eric.
Paonia citizen and member of the Planning Commission, Dave Knutson, witnessed the exchange between Stewart and Watson, and he walked out of the meeting along with Watson. Knutson said that both he and Watson made a comment from the crowd about voting on an item that was not on the agenda.
Correct. Both of us had made public comments responding to them voting on an item that was not on the agenda. And it was $350,000 approval of a contract, which seems to me should be on an agenda. Later on in the meeting, Charles made a comment about, well, of course, we can't take action without it being on the agenda. And both of us kind of simultaneously said, oh, really? Kind of an outburst. And I think that's what really, Charles thought it only came from Suzanne, but both of us kind of said that simultaneously. And that's what, you know, his rules for a meeting do not allow for outbursts like that. So technically he could have thrown me out too at the same time.
Mayor Stewart spoke with KVNF News and talked about the events from his perspective, as well as addressing the issue of a possible double standard on the board when voting on non-agenda items.
Ms. Watson, as a member of the audience, heard something that she disagreed with. She elected to comment on it immediately from the audience without being recognized by the chair or coming to the podium. As a former board member, as a frequent visitor, Ms. Watson is well aware that it is a violation of the town rules of procedure. She has done this in the past, and she has been warned on each occasion. After being warned, she insisted on continuing to address the board. She began addressing the board on a matter that had already been resolved earlier in the evening, an item that was not being discussed at the time, which is also a violation of the rules. Given the repeated violations per the board's rules of conduct, I expelled her from the meeting.
Okay, so for the record, you don't believe that there's a double standard between some things you can vote about and some you can't, whether or not they're on the agenda?
Clearly, the desire is to have everything on the agenda. That clearly is the desire. The board found itself in a difficult position regarding the contract for sandblasting and for lining of the 1 million gallon tank. And it made a decision. And that was decision was made after a significant amount of discussion as to the issues associated with that. No, there wasn't a double standard.
The next regular meeting of the Paonia Board of Trustees is on July 24th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.